That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today in just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey, and welcome back to Nightfalls. Join me around the campfire at the foot of these mystical falls for a podcast of bedtime stories designed to help you sleep. Each week, we'll begin with a brief meditation before settling into our story for the evening. And don't worry if you fall asleep before the end. I want you to drift off whenever you're ready. Come, warm your hands beside the fire as the night draws in, and let me tell you Alexander's story. Much like my own, the young man's journey through life has seen him traverse the globe. India has always been my favourite country, and although Alexander has had the fortune of seeing it in all of its beauty and brilliance, his story is less about stops on the map and more about following his own path through life and honouring his truth every step of the way. Before we begin our journey, take a moment to center yourself and tap into your true nature. In the quiet of night, in the privacy of your own mind, who are you? Drawing in a deep breath, consider all that there is to celebrate about who you are. Exhaling, release any negative energy that no longer serves you. With each deep breath, feel your connection to your authentic self, to the things that bring you joy, your dreams and ambitions strengthening. As you exhale, let go of self-doubt and release any foregone conclusions you may have made about yourself or your future. With every breath, feel your body coming back into alignment. Your shoulders are relaxing, and your neck is lengthening. Your limbs are long and loose, and your core is released. Your stomach gently rising and falling to the tune of your breath. Just as Alexander learns tonight, we cannot know what the future may hold, nor can we control it. Perhaps that thought feels worrisome at first, but as you draw a deep breath in, take a moment to ask yourself, what if everything works out the way I want it to? Exhaling, let go of the fears that keep you from sleep and worries over a future you cannot control. Fate is always conspiring in your favor. Everything is going to work out for you. It might not happen when or how you imagined it would, but in staying true to yourself, honoring your beliefs, and allowing your curiosity to lead you, you simply cannot go wrong. You are exactly where you're supposed to be on your path through life. Now, if you're feeling relaxed, Alexander's journey can begin. There once lived a man who walked his own path. It wasn't always easy, and there were times when well-meaning friends and family would say he should follow the crowd and do those things that were expected of him. The man would thank them for their advice and then continue on his way because, in his heart, he knew which path was right for him. The man's name was Alexander, and he first learned how to listen to his heart when he was a child. On his first day at school, young Alexander was instinctively drawn to the building blocks in the play area. He sat down on the bright carpet and tipped the colourful blocks out. His little eyes filled with delight, and his mind overflowed with ideas about what he could do with the blocks. The toys weren't just shapes to the boy. They were houses, castles, bridges, towers, whole villages waiting to be built. He pulled the red and blue bricks closer and gave them a studious look, as if reaching a silent agreement with himself. Alexander nodded and chuckled. Then he slowly and carefully constructed a modern detached house with a red roof, the very best that a child could make. He added a separate garage, a tool shed, and then another shed, just for the fun of it. Some other children joined Alexander on the carpet and admired his handiwork. Alexander invited them to play, and with his new friends at his side, a complete village was soon built. The new buildings comprised of a school, a toy shop, a library, and an enormous cake shop. The other children brought a box of vehicles over, tipped them out, and proceeded to drive them in and around the village. But not Alexander. Building the village had brought him immense happiness and filled his little heart with joy. He knew he wanted to create more structures. Using paper and crayons, he made a picture of the completed village and took notes of which bricks had been used. He proceeded to draw images of other buildings that might be made in the coming days, all based on the imagination that a five-year-old boy possesses. One of the teachers saw how absorbed Alexander was and said to her colleague, "It looks like we have a budding structural engineer in the making." The weeks and months passed quickly for Alexander, and whenever it was playtime, he would head towards the building bricks and use his newly acquired construction skills to create something. He became joyfully lost in the process, and the smile never left his face. Alexander was a friendly boy, and often joined his classmates in other areas of the play. But it was never long before he would return to his building activities. And so, the pattern was set for the rest of his time at school. Yet things weren't always plain sailing for Alexander. As he got older, people told him he needed to think seriously about his future and where he was heading. They advised him to make a plan, preferably a 5-year one, because that's what people did. Some of them wondered whether the time he spent on his hobby of building things was the most effective use of his time. Alexander thanked them for their advice, and then returned to his building work, which now included more complicated and detailed structures. He didn't know what he would be doing in 5 years, but he knew what structures he would be building in the following few months, and that's all that mattered to him. Even though his parents had always been supportive of their son and encouraged him to follow his heart, when it came time for Alexander to leave school, they told him he should go to university, like his friends. Alexander knew that further formal education wasn't for him, but he didn't want to upset his parents, so he agreed to visit a selection of universities with them. His mother and father beamed with delight and organized visits to respected universities. As they walked along oak-paneled hallways with their son at their side, they admired portraits of former students that were hung on the walls and told Alexander his portrait could be up there one day. They told their son to imagine how it would feel to attend lectures given by experienced teachers in the universities. Alexander did imagine it. His heart sank. Seeing his forlorn expression, his parents tried to convince him that going to university was the right thing for him to do. If he was going to become a structural engineer, not only was it the right path to take, it was the expected path to take. And once he was qualified, he could get a good job, settle down, and then think about getting married one day, just like everyone else. Alexander looked at the hopeful expression on his parents' lovely faces and wondered if they were right after all. Maybe he should give university a go. As they said, it was the expected path for him to take. Alexander continued touring the universities with his parents. But each time he stepped over the threshold of another one, his heart felt a little heavier. After the visits, he spent some time alone and tuned into his feelings. He came to the conclusion that university was not for him. Telling his parents was difficult. He explained his feelings, and although they looked a little disappointed, they agreed that, yes, he should trust his feelings. When they asked what Alexander was going to do instead, he said he had a path to follow. He wasn't sure what that path looked like yet, but he knew what steps he had to take first. His parents loved him dearly, and said they would support him in his future endeavors, whatever those were. Their support was put to the test somewhat when Alexander left school and got a job with a local building company. He wanted to learn how to build houses from the ground up. He needed to get his hands into the very foundations of the structures and learn everything there was to know. With a lightness in his heart, Alexander began working at the company. He was a diligent worker, and his manager never tired of answering Alexander's endless questions about the construction business. Well, almost never. Whilst his friends were having a wonderful time at university, Alexander was digging over frozen ground in the winter, or mixing cement in the fierce winds of spring, sweltering on a roof in summer as he nailed slates into place, and standing back to admire the autumn sunshine streaming through a simple stained glass window that he had designed. He couldn't have been any happier. Alexander loved the building trade and quickly progressed in his job. His manager often left him in charge, safe in the knowledge that Alexander could deal with any building-related issue. A few years passed, and although Alexander was happy in his work, he felt a stirring in his heart. He knew it was time for a change. He took some holiday that was due to him and spent time alone thinking about where he wanted to go next in his life. He thought about what made him happy and those activities which filled his heart with contentment and joy. Thoughts of faraway places appeared in his mind. He knew what he had to do. After a lot of pondering, he handed his notice in at the building company. His manager and colleagues were sad to see him go, but when they heard about his plans, they wished him good luck in his adventures. His family weren't so happy. His father said, "You were making excellent progress in your job. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll have the chance to become a manager one day. You could even have your own company. It doesn't make sense to leave your job when you're doing this well." His mother said, "Think about your future. There'll come a time soon when you'll settle down with a wife and family. At this stage in your life, you should be saving for a house. Your father was your age when he put money away for our home. Are you sure you're doing the right thing?" Alexander loved his parents and knew their advice came from a place of love. He had a long talk with them and discussed his plans. Seeing how enthusiastic he was, his parents soon came around and wished him tremendous success. Alexander used all his savings and set off on a journey around the world. There was so much he wanted to see and things he wanted to experience. There were many iconic buildings and famous structures he wished to see up close. Those magnificent creations that were once a twinkle of a dream in someone's eyes. He had many dreams he wished to fulfill too. He wasn't ready to take action on them, not until the time was right. Alexander began his traveling adventure with a brand new journal tucked inside his pristine backpack. As he traveled the world, he marveled at the magnificence of the Taj Mahal in India and was awestruck at the unfinished elegance of the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. The ancient pyramids of Egypt and the Acropolis in Athens took his breath away with their timeless beauty. Alexander came across smaller buildings too, which were just as impressive. Huts made from golden-hued reeds in West Africa. Bamboo houses nestled in the lush hills of Thailand. And houses balanced on stilts at the side of the Amazon River. Alexander made notes and drawings everywhere he went, which he knew would be useful to him in the future. It wasn't only the structures that captured his attention, it was the people too. Wherever he went, people gave him a warm welcome and wanted to know why the young man was traveling around the world. When he explained about walking his own path, some listeners gave him quizzical looks, but most of them nodded in understanding. As he continued on his travels, Alexander made sure he stayed in contact with his family and friends. They kept him up to date with what was happening in their lives. Hearing the joy in their voices made Alexander miss them sometimes. But he knew he would return home when it was time to do so. Many of his friends were either engaged or married, and a couple of them even had children. As usual, they asked Alexander when he was coming home and when he'd be ready to settle down as they had. They even offered to help him find a romantic partner and had people in mind who he could contact now to get things moving. Alexander smiled at their thoughtful suggestions, but he trusted his feelings and was certain he needed to keep traveling. As for a romantic partner, that would happen in good time. His parents had stopped asking him when he was coming home. Instead, they wanted to know all about his travels, what he had seen, and who he had met. During a long-distance telephone call one day, his mother confided in him and said she had booked a surprise holiday for her and his father. Not for any particular anniversary or special event, but just for the fun and excitement of it. Alexander heard the delight in her voice as she said, "You have inspired me to have an adventure. I've always dreamed about going to Bali, but I thought that's all it would ever be. A dream. Hearing about your travels and experiences has inspired me to take action, and I just know I can't leave my dream to drift away from me. I booked the holiday on the spur of the moment. Now I have to tell your father." She laughed and said she felt carefree and reckless. Alexander's heart filled with love for his mother. He told her his father might grumble a bit once he heard the news, but he would soon see the adventure that lay ahead and would no doubt start packing those brightly coloured shorts that he wore every time the family went on holiday. His mother laughed some more, told him she would let him know what his father's reaction was in due course. Alexander asked when they were going to Bali, and then made a note of the date in his travel journal. If he timed things right, he might be able to meet up with them. He didn't tell his mother that, just in case he got delayed somewhere along the journey. Alexander continued on his way. He still looked at buildings, but as time went on, He spent more and more time talking to the people who lived in the countries he visited. He was captivated by their life stories and loved hearing about their families and the friends they had made. It wasn't long before he felt a familiar stirring in his heart. He knew it was time for a change, and he knew it was time for him to return home and start working on his dreams of setting up his own building company. But there was one more country he wished to visit before he booked his ticket home. A few days later, Alexander made his way to the tropical island of Bali. When he arrived at the hotel, he put his battered backpack in his room and headed to the golden sands of the beach. He stepped onto the sand and kicked off his shoes. He wriggled his toes into the warm sand and gazed at the endless blue ocean that stretched out before him. Looking upwards, he saw there wasn't a single cloud in the beautiful blue sky. The breeze was balmy against his face, and hints of cooked food came from a beachside kiosk. The beach wasn't too busy, and Alexander's attention was soon caught by a dark-haired woman sitting on a little stool in front of an easel further along the sand. Using pencils, she was expertly sketching the smiling Balinese family who were sitting in front of her. Even from his viewpoint, Alexander could see what a gifted artist she was. The family soon thought so too, because as soon as the finished picture was shown to them, they burst into smiles of rapture and warmly embraced the woman. They attempted to pay her for the portrait, but the woman waved their money away and said it had been an honor to sketch them. The family smiled some more and walked away, holding the finished picture between them like a precious work of art. The woman saw Alexander looking at her and called out a cheery hello. Alexander walked over to her and said she was an exceptional artist. She blushed and told him she was still learning. Painting and sketching made her heart sing, and something she had fallen in love with very early in life. A twinkle appeared in her dark brown eyes, and she said, "I would often come home from school covered in paint. My poor mother despaired of me. But my painting filled me with utter contentment and delight. It felt like something I was born to do." Alexander smiled and nodded in agreement. He told the woman about his early years at school and how he'd become obsessed with building things. He explained it was a passion that had led him to traveling the world. He introduced himself. The woman stood up and said her name was Delphina. As they held each other's gazes, Alexander got the feeling Delphina was familiar somehow, as if she was someone he was meant to meet. When she asked him to sit at one of the beachside cafes with her, he readily agreed. Delphina swiftly packed up her drawing materials and tucked the easel under her arm. She led him towards a cafe further along the beach. They walked along the sand and fell into easy conversation. They discovered they had many things in common. Delphina had left a steady job because the urge to travel the world and improve her drawing skills had been too strong to resist. She said her family and friends had been surprised by her decision, and some of them said it wasn't wise to leave her safe job behind, and perhaps she should have a 2-week break to think things through before she quit her job. Delfina gave Alexander a direct look. She said, "I know they meant well, but I couldn't ignore my feelings. I just couldn't. I had to do what was right for me." Alexander replied, "I completely understand. You have to walk your own path." He looked over his shoulder at their footprints in the sand behind them. "And walking my path has led me here to you." Delfina smiled at that. He asked where she was heading after Bali. A faraway look came into Delfina's eyes, and she talked of the places she was yet to see. Many of them were countries that Alexander had recently visited. They took a seat in the cafe and talked for hours about many things. There was a spark between them which couldn't be denied. Even though Delfina planned to keep traveling and Alexander was heading home, they knew they would meet again in the future. But rather than leaving that future meeting to destiny, they swapped phone numbers and agreed to stay in touch until they did meet again. When it was time to say goodbye, they hugged warmly and wished each other good luck on the next part of their journeys. Alexander returned to the hotel. He showered and changed into fresh clothes. He headed to the foyer and waited for his parents to appear. He had checked their flight times and knew they would be arriving soon. He heard them before he saw them. Their wonderfully dear voices floated to him through the open door of the hotel. His mother was saying how beautiful everything was, and his father was asking if he should wear his shorts for dinner, or if that would be too casual. They walked through the open door and stopped in their tracks. Time stood still as Alexander's parents looked at him in disbelief. They broke into laughter and rushed towards him. The family hugged tightly for a full minute before letting go. They chatted non-stop as Alexander accompanied his parents to their room and helped them settle in. They were still talking as they ate dinner, and then afterwards, whilst they sat outside on the terrace and settled down to watch the sunset. When Alexander told them of his plans to return home and the business he was going to set up, they smiled widely and wished him luck with his new venture. His parents smiled at each other and advised Alexander they had decided to extend their trip to see as much of the world as they could. Their son had inspired them to take action on their dreams and were excited about the adventure that awaited them. His father said Alexander could stay in the family home until he decided where he wanted to live. Alexander thanked them. As happened often during his life, Alexander wasn't sure what the path ahead of him looked like yet, but he knew what step he had to take first along it. He settled back in his seat, smiled softly, and watched the sun dip below the horizon. By the time the first stars appeared in the sky, he was already asleep and dreaming about his next adventure.